It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? You hear me say that each and every week that we come together, but I mean it with all my heart, that you know Jesus and then that you come to grow in Jesus once you've met Him at the cross of Calvary and begin the walk with Him. I'd love for you to open your Bibles this morning to Philippians chapter 1. We're going to read once again the verses from 28 through 30. We may even get into the first verse of chapter 2. We don't move very slow or very quickly, but you need to know Jesus and you need to learn His precious Word. And we look at many different verses of Scripture to do that. So Philippians chapter 1, verses 28 through 30. While you're looking that up, I want to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church in Hamilton, Illinois. This is church is located at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen. If you would like to send us a card, let us know that you're listening. And any questions or prayer requests that you may have, maybe you want to tell us that you have trusted in Jesus and want us to pray for you, anything would be great. Please let us know. And the address, again, would be Parkview Bible Church, 18th and Church Street, Hamilton, Illinois, zip code 62341. And so please, that you let us know that you're listening. I want to hear from you. And I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. And so please, that we come together now and study the precious Word. Philippians chapter 1, reading just three verses, 28 through 30. And in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. For unto you it is given in behalf of Christ not only to believe on Him, but also to suffer for His sake, having the same conflict which ye saw in me and now hear to be in me. Let's go to the Lord in prayer after the reading of His precious Word. Father, I thank You today that we can come together and study Your precious Word and enjoy this time. I ask that You'll just take these words from Your precious book, Your words, Lord, and touch the hearts of everyone that's listening today. I just ask that they know You, that they don't just shrug this off, and I ask that they listen so carefully, and they recognize that they're a sinner, recognize they need to be saved, recognize that they can come so simply and easily by faith to You and walk after You, and then begin that precious walk in serving You. And so please, Lord, that You'll guide and lead us through these verses of Scripture today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Last week we found ourselves down to the those that are not to be terrified if we are persecuted, if we're troubled. This world does bring some persecution when you stand upon the truth. Many times folks that you believe to be Christians, folks that confess to stand by faith upon the Lord Jesus, and yet they deny many of the strong doctrines of the precious Scripture. And when you do that, then many times you're even denying that you know Jesus. And you can't, it isn't our choice that we have to pick out the spots that we believe in the Word of God. We need to believe the whole Word of God, study it, get to know it enough that we can stand upon it. And one verse of Scripture will confirm another verse. And as you study it, the more in love that you'll become with the Word of God. So I ask that you do stay and stand upon the truth. I ask that your purpose is to proclaim the gospel. If you stand upon the Word of God, study the Word of God, I guarantee that you will be happy and joyful in the Lord. I know that it will, if you, again, are studying the Word of God and listening to the Word of God. Now, you need to listen. You know, many times that we go on a tangent on something or other, you know, and the thing in our heart, in our life, should be that we are giving out the gospel, proclaiming the Word of God, searching the Word of God. And, you know, as we feed the flock, as we feed the sheep, The feeding should be that they are growing and enjoying that precious Word so much that they just can't confine to get. They want to give it out. They want to give it to somebody else. And I ask that you will stand upon the truth and you love the Word of God and you give the Word of God out. You need to be telling people what Jesus has done for you. Paul continually did this. It got Paul beaten many times, thrown in prison many times, and yet he continued. verse 27, that I may hear of your affairs. He wanted to know that these people of Philippi was doing the same thing. And it's always a joy for a pastor, for a teacher, for an evangelist, for someone to hear that they preached the word there. There was folks saved. The church was established and started, and they're continuing to give out that precious word and telling people Jesus saves. And you know, we face some persecution sometimes when people, they don't want to hear that. The old devil don't want it. He wants to stop us from telling people how to be saved. They want us to stop preaching the truth. That's a reason that so often there's churches or organizations that seem to be growing very rapidly. Many times they are built upon something contrary to the Word of God. But the world likes the appearance of it. It likes the works that are involved in it. It's one reason that the Mormons, called a church, is just an organization. It's a cult, what it is. That they're growing so rapidly because it's built upon works. If you work, it will give you a certain position. And it's a very basic side of the Mormon church, but that's what it amounts to, is you have to work your way to a certain place of power, and because of that, then you will get to be, they believe that you can be a god and populate another planet someplace or other. And there are thousands of people, literally millions, that have been suckered into that and following after that. And yet today we have so many folks that have gotten away, and each time old Satan will delude he'll change the way just a little bit, and yet sucker more people into it. Now, if you're please, he gives us a local church. He gives us that church to build and do a work from it. He gives us the church to come together, to grow, to be missionaries, and be evangelists, be proclaimers of the Word of God, preachers. Please, that you tell the Word of God, and please come into the local church and be faithful to the local church, and don't be hooked into any other organization that takes your time and your money. Maybe it divides your family. The work of the church should never divide the family. It should strengthen the family. The work of the church should always bring you closer to your wife, husband to your wife to your husband. It should grow you and do it together. It should strengthen the family, that the family, the children, grow up knowing the Lord Jesus and growing in the Lord Jesus within the church. The church's place is to draw the family closer together, and when you draw closer, truly closer to Jesus, your family will draw closer together. Each one of us have an opportunity to reject and turn away from the Lord Jesus. When that happens, there becomes conflict in the home, of course. But, my friend, if you'll trust in Jesus and walk after Him, He'll do a work that you can't imagine. So I ask that you look to Him very carefully, and that you listen very carefully to the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. Ask first that you come to Jesus and walk after Him. You know, as we have nothing terrified of your adversary, you don't have to worry about the enemy, as we talked last week, which is to them an evident token of perdition. It just shows them who they are. You know, they're the old devil. They're controlled and operated by Satan. But to you of salvation and that of God. And that's where we left off last week. And it's great to look at these words of God and His precious word. And, you know, it tells us, first of all, that if we walk after the Lord Jesus, if we stand in one mind, one spirit with one mind, verse 27 tells us, striving together for the faith of the gospel. You see, the church, the purpose of the church, that we should come together and grow together to take that gospel out, should be continual. That's the word of God. That's the power of God. And I tell you what, my friend, if you'll seek out the will of God, again, there is the repair of this old world and society. If everyone would fall in love, come to know Jesus and serving the Lord Jesus, all this would, you couldn't imagine. But I'll tell you what, there's too many people, and as Satan continues to build his world here, and he has his armies and workers working to destroy the church, destroy the witness of believers, and just tear the gospel apart. That's what he wants to do. But my friend, he can't. He will never take away the witness in this world of God, because God will see fit that He'll always lift up and bring a witness and testimony of His Word. But I tell you what, He sure can cover it up, and He sure can close it down to where it's just almost very hard to see. And He's even tricking believers today. There's so many people that's been deceived by things that are going on. I ask that you will look away and stand upon the church, the house of God, preaching, listening to the gospel. Look at the sweet message we have in Romans chapter 1, verses 16. And it tells us, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And if you'll back up one verse in verse 15 of Romans chapter 1, verse 15, so as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you. Oh, if the heart of believers would be as Paul, not being like Paul, but having the heart of Paul, the desire to be a servant of Jesus Christ, a desire to take the precious Word of God out and watch those people be saved and snatched right out from the grasp, the claw that's coming out to get them, to bring them down. Remember last week when we read out of John chapter 3, and we talked about being condemned already. Well, if you don't trust in Jesus, you are condemned already. I don't care what your religion tells you. I don't care what the place where you go to church tells you. If they do not tell you that you must come by faith to Jesus, they're lying to you. They're deceiving you. They are a messenger of Satan. And maybe all they did was just pulled you away from the truth just a little bit. And there's so many people today that are being deceived. I ask, my friend, that you look and you realize what you should be doing. Says, I am ready to preach the gospel to you. Please. Paul's desire is to preach the Word of God. He wants your desire. God wants your desire to preach the Word of God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Now, it's awful hard to ignore a verse of Scripture like that, isn't it? It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Will you come to Jesus today and trust in His precious Word and be saved? Please, my friend, will you do that? Will you trust in Jesus and then begin this walk and then become as Paul, with the desire of his heart is so that I am ready to preach the gospel. And it says, to you that are at Rome also. He wanted to go all the way to Rome. He had preached so many places. And he wanted to go all the way to Rome. And he wanted to preach there too. God's promised him in Acts that he's going to get there. He said, you're faithful to preach in Jerusalem. I'm going to take you on to Rome as well. Oh, my friend, that we could hear the words of God and answering pleas of ours. God, would you please reach my family? Would you please, God, that they would be saved? Please that they stop ignoring the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Please that they don't be deceived by these cults and these new groups that are up trying to deceive and in the process of putting together families, they're tearing families apart. It's a joke. My friend, I ask you that you look unto the Word of God and stay upon the Word of God, that you find it. And you know, not only here in verse 28, we have the to not be afraid, not be terrified by your enemy. Don't worry about him. Seek Jesus. Look unto the Lord Jesus. By them persecuting you, they're showing you their true colors of who they really are. And so pray for them. Lift them up. God, please convict their heart and break their heart and break their will. Take away that pride. I ask that you touch them with the power and presence of God and save their soul. Pray for them. Because unto you, that person that's persecuting you, those people that show you their true colors by persecuting you, if you're one that's giving out the gospel of the Lord Jesus and you're being persecuted, praise God for it, because it's evidence of your salvation. It's evidence that you're saved, and it should bring a joy to your heart. It should bring excitement to your heart that they think it worthy to persecute you. They persecuted Jesus. They took him all the way to the cross. They persecuted all the prophets. They killed the prophets. Please, don't think you're the first one that's faced any persecution. Take it with joy. Lift it up. And it says in verse 29, for to you it is given on behalf of Christ not only to believe on Him, but also to suffer for His sake. Look at that again, verse 29. It is evidence of our salvation in 28, and for 29, for unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ. It's a joy when we have an opportunity to serve in the army of God, to face that enemy head on, and we can because we're in service to God. We're in His army, and He has prepared us and armed us with everything we need to take on our adversary. And we need to be prepared to do it. It is given on behalf of Christ, not only to believe, He gives us that sweet opportunity, you know, and to know, and you need to understand that it's a great honor that we have to have the opportunity to believe. He gives us the faith. He touches our hearts with His Spirit, and He opens that door. And He's standing at the door, and if you will open that door, He will come in and sup with you. Please that you understand the opportunity you have to come to Jesus and to walk with Him. It is a great honor to do that. It's an honor today to be a Christian. We should be proud of being a Christian. Not the world's proud and prideful, but in our heart, in our mind, in our life, we should be so honored to be named as a Christian, a servant of God. And please that we stand, and I ask that not only we are honored at being a Christian, but also I ask that we honor God with our life. I see so much today, and people that say they're a Christian and confess to be a Christian, and their witness, their testimony, their appearance is so contrary. They're of the world. You can't tell, and I despise Christian rock music. You can't tell somebody that's into the heavy metal and nonsense of the rock music. You can't tell those people from a Christian group. And if you've suckered yourself into believing that there's nothing wrong with Christian rock, you've been deceived. You've been deceived by Satan. If you're willing to listen to that music, it's not going to be long that Satan's going to have total control of you. Get away from it. Stay away from it. Oh, these bands that you have around, all this nonsense. I ask, my friend, that you stand up for the name of Jesus and get away from that stuff. It's such a joy and a privilege to walk after the truth that we don't want to jeopardize that by following something that is fake, that is phony. You know, when you have to have music like that to make you feel good, and oh, my friend, I ask you that you stand upon the truth, look to the Word of God, spend that time in the Word of God instead of listening to that music. It'll excite your heart. It'll serve you. Please, that you just listen to the Word of God. Follow after the Word of God. Be obedient to the Word of God, that you walk each day after it. It's a joy to do.
Given on behalf of Christ, not only to believe, and it's an honor to be a Christian and to believe, and I ask that you live up to that and be a witness to it. I ask that you realize that it is something that's given unto you. Acts chapter 5, verse 41. Acts 5, 41. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for His name. Let me back up just a little bit and tell you what happened here. Verse 40, Acts 5, 40. And to Him they agreed, and when they called the apostles and beat them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and they let them go. They arrested them because they were telling people about Jesus. That's persecution. They arrested them for telling people about Jesus. And right after they arrested them, they really couldn't keep them. And we find the whole story here back in, I'll just keep backing up, Acts 5, 38. And now I say unto you, refrain from these men and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of them, of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest happily ye be found even to fight against God. And to Him, again, verse 40 now, and to Him they agreed. They agreed with this counsel that was given to them, that they best leave these men alone. And if it be of men only, it'll just go for nothing. It'll finally go by the wayside. And, you know, things do that of this life. Things, and it will. It shows its evidence. It goes for a little while, and then it piddles out, and Satan has to drum up another way to deceive man, and he goes again with a little different wrinkle to it, and it will. It'll go on. But it's so sad to watch the thousands of people that are deceived by these things, and Promise Keepers is one of them. Oh, it looks like it's great guns now. It's worldwide almost, if not worldwide. Now they've come up with a woman's organization just like it. Oh, my friend, stay away from it. It'll show its own colors down the line, but it's going to destroy life after life because of it. And I ask you that you just stay away from it and seek the will of God. Find the house of God, the church of God, and get in it and get to work and stay away from that. The Word of God's going to change your heart and change your life, and you don't have to get together with a bunch of men to do that. Oh, please, that you'll look to this. These people here, they were placed upon and given this persecution, and to him they agreed. And when they had called the apostles, they brought them up to him. They beat him. Isn't that something? They agreed, let's just let him go and not worry about him. But they decided that it'd be best if they'd beat him a little bit before they send him out, and they did. They beat him, and they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and they let him go. These people were true preachers of the gospel. True preachers of the gospel, telling people how to be saved. Telling people that I don't care what church you go to, I don't care where you go, you need to be saved. And facing whatever, people hated that. And if we get back to telling people the true gospel of the Lord Jesus, you wouldn't see these multitudes of men and women getting together if they'd stand on the truth, the Word of God. If they would tell people, you need to change from your wicked ways. And when you go to a church that doesn't preach the gospel, doesn't teach people how to be saved, and doesn't stand on only by faith in Jesus Christ, you come by faith to Jesus and you can be saved. It's not connected with a requirement of baptism. It's not connected with a requirement of the Lord's Supper. It's not connected with any obedience of work. There are a thousand different ways that you have to look unto the arguments and the things that Satan has drummed up for us and deceived us so easily and so little, because we have gotten away from this simple gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And when you've got a multitude of people together that have different beliefs, you have no power. You got some excitement, you got no power. And I ask you that you stand upon the Lord Jesus and Jesus alone to walk after him. These people, they beat him. They said, don't speak of Jesus. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And in the daily temple, and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus. Oh, my friend. To get a hold of the power of God. And you can do that by surrendering your heart and your will to God. And come and tell people about Jesus. Tell people how great Jesus is and what he's done for your life. And tell people how great Jesus is and how he's put your family back together. Tell people how great Jesus is that he put your business back online again. Tell people how great Jesus is. That's what I want to hear. Up above this in Philippians chapter 27. I want to hear. It says, let your conduct, your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come or be absent, that I may hear of your affairs. I want to hear about Jesus. I don't want to hear about anything else. I want to hear about Jesus. Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 through 12. Matthew 5, 10 through 12. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets that were before you. It's happened before when we've had to stand on the truth and tell people to get away from things that have the appearance of godliness, and yet they are not of God. And to stand and say, and stand alone many times, to say that, oh, people get aggravated at you. People don't like it. Well, that's fine. I'm not the first one to stand upon the truth and have people don't like what I say. I'm telling you the Word of God, and I'm standing on the Word of God. I ask that you would seek out the Holy Spirit and go into the Word of God and go into the house of God. He's given you the church. Please, that you stand with the church, follow after the church, and enjoy the precious Word of God there. That you look into the house of God. Oh, my friend, here we have, for unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on Him, but also to suffer. Oh, my friend, you know, if you'll go back into the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 12. 2 Timothy 2:12. If we suffer, we also reign with Him. If we deny Him, He also will deny us. Be careful, my friend. Be careful that you're standing upon the truth, the Word of God. That you don't get caught up with the excitement of the day. Get caught up in the things that seem to be godly and are not. That seem to be religious and yet are not of God. I ask that you search the truth, the Word of God. I ask that you look unto the Word of God. I ask that you realize that there are many churches that do not teach the Word of God. Many churches and many people that forsake the gospel. They do not tell you by faith in Jesus Christ that you can be saved. They do not desire that you follow after that, because that church is run and operated. I'm talking about a group of people here. The church is supposed to be believers, but in many cases it's not. You've been deceived, my friend. You've been misled. I ask that you search out the Word and spend time in that Word of God, please. Please that you look unto it. Okay, now we have in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 39. Hebrews 11:39. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. My friend, I want you to see, having obtained a good report through faith. If you'll glance back through the 11th chapter, you'll find many, by faith, begins over at the beginning of the chapter. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We have by faith Abel, by faith Enoch, by faith Noah, by faith Abraham, by faith Sarah, by faith Abraham again, by faith Isaac, by faith Jacob, by faith Joseph, by faith Moses. By faith these people have walked. And I ask that you walk by faith, not by sight. Lot did that. Abraham walked by faith. Lot walked by sight. Abraham said, wherever you want to turn to, they had too much livestock for both of them to stay together. Abraham said, whichever land you want, I'll take the opposite direction. Lot looked. Wasn't long, he found himself in Sodom, Gomorrah, in the sin-sick world there, and that's what's going to happen to you if you continue to use your eyes and not stop to use and listen. And listen unto God and walk by faith, not by sight. That's the reason you're deceived, because you're walking by sight, not by faith. And I ask that you listen and look very carefully, and please to believe. Look through that 11th chapter of Hebrews, because you'll fall in love with it in all the stories. Chase back every one of those men back into the Old Testament so that you can see what they went through and why they are named and listed in that precious book of those that are received the reward of being listed by faith. That would match any trophy that I'd ever want, that I could be named, that I was one that walked by faith. That we can look unto the Lord. And you know, as we have this precious Word, it is also listed that we not only will be given on behalf of Christ, not only to believe on Him, but also to suffer for His name's sake. And oh, to walk after the precious Word of God, and to see the Lord Jesus, to enjoy His power and presence. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. 2 Timothy 3, verse 12. Yea, and all that are willing, let me begin that again. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Are you willing to be a servant for Jesus? My dear friend, I begin and I end. What are you going to do about Jesus?